Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Touch. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We maybe just had an earthquake.
I don't, it might be the construction upstairs. I'm looking.
It could
I'm
be.
Not seeing it.
We all looked up, though.
It was a little rumble.
A bit of a roll, yeah.
Minor.
Very. But sometimes minor here means bigger somewhere else.
Good point.
So if we see, I'll if anybody else felt it or if there's, you know, we'll take a look. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're here. We're live. We're back. It's 2026. Everything's awesome. Jumpstart MD is our sponsor for this hour. Start your weight loss journey with Jumpstart MD. Mention radio to get started for only $20.26. Get it? 2026. And this is the time of year to do it, right? People are saying, I'm going to lose weight this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be healthier this year. I want to be a healthy person. You can get started for $20.26 if you mention radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. So whatever you got for Christmas, it's not that you necessarily want the things that Kim Kardashian gave her kids, but if you could return at least one of these things, I mean, so first off, Pete is pretty bummed out at her and Khloe.
What did I do?
Kim Kardashian's kids got a special gift this Christmas, a Pomeranian puppy. Let me be clearer. Each of Kim's kids, she has four kids. Each of them got their own Pomeranian puppy.
Not a Pomeranian puppy jacket.
No, no.
You're talking about the actual. Okay.
No. Yes.
I don't understand then. Why is PETA mad?
Because she did not go to a shelter. She wanted.
Oh, okay. Well,
she got from a breeder.
I'm with them in that you should rescue when you can. I don't think you should be in people's houses saying, you can only rescue. Mm. You can't. If you've had your heart set on one particular brand of dog, too bad for you. You have to rescue something that you don't know or want.
Right.
It's okay. I think they're fine.
Yes.
For me.
Right. And that's got to be super cute. Like, Pomeranians are so cute. They're like the cutest. And I don't even think I've ever seen a Pomeranian puppy.
Now,
must be so cute.
A Pomeranian puppy jacket? I'm against that.
I'm against that as well. Don't kill puppies, Cruella.
It's a hard line.
It's a line we all have to stand behind.
Yeah.
But that said, please don't throw ketchup on people.
Like, right.
I know that people want their voices to be heard. PETA, we feel you. I do say don't feed a fed horse now. I don't know why the horse was dead in the old proverb, but it's, you know, it's fed and feeding now. Kim Kardashian gave each of her four children, 12-year-old North, 10-year-old Saint, 7-year-old Chicago, and 6-year-old Psalm, they each got their own Pomeranian puppy, which I'm sure made for a messy, although they don't care, right? These are people who are like, it can do its business anywhere it wants to. Each puppy has a human assigned to it to clean up after it.
You know, I imagine they can just recarpet after the dogs have been properly house trained.
Sure. if they ever are.
But I remember that being part of the charm of the early Osbournes television show was there were little cacas all over the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so in any given scene, if you cared enough to look, you might see
or
a little...
Or if someone stepped in it.
Yeah, there's poo-poo around because they didn't bother training those dogs at all.
No, not at all. The army of dog servants would swoop in and pick up the...
So gross. Okay.
Yuck. So PETA said, puppies are not plushies. And it's a damn shame that Kim missed the chance to be a spokesperson for Shelter Pups. And instead is being rightly slammed on social media for that. Chloe is also in PETA's crosshairs for getting her kids a black lab puppy for Christmas because she bought it from a breeder rather than getting a shelter dog. But I'm with you. I think that people, you know, this is an animal that you are going to hopefully adopt into your family and treat like family and keep for its whole life. Get the one you want.
And I think rescuing is a great
cause.
Absolutely
great. But if I was going to get a dog, I would get a rescue dog.
If you in particular are like, I need this type of dog. I've always dreamed of it.
Right.
I don't see why that's so bad. But you know what? It's probably smarter to not post about it. Like she knew she was going to get.
Oh, there's no not posting. Nothing happened if you didn't post about it.
She knew she was going to get crap for it.
Of course.
She had to know that.
She's
not new to the social media.
Doesn't even. I mean, her social media is so full of ads. Just skims pictures. Like she's not in charge of it and she probably never even looks at it. She's busy running her multi-billion-dollar empire.
Yeah. Right.
Man, you know who's going to be fun to watch grow up though is Northwest. She's already getting there. She's 12 now. She's 12. Is she 11?
Is that her with 12. Blue hair?
Yeah, that's her. That is her with blue hair, blacked out teeth, a piercing between her eyes over the top bridge of her nose. And a 106-carat diamond skull necklace, which was also a gift this past Christmas.
She pierced right here?
Right between, yeah. It's a barbell, so it's like a little knob on each side. It's right between her eyes.
And she's 12.
She's 12 years old.
That's my kid's age.
Yep, yeah. That's if Isla was completely left to her own devices. I mean, honestly, her teeth are blacked out. They're completely black. So they're not saying here that it's grills, but it has to be grills, right? The kid didn't get her teeth blacked
out. Yeah, it's got to be grills. But she's worn grills before, so that's not a...
Blackout grills?
No, but just all kinds of different ones.
Because to me, it's so tightly fitted. Like it goes perfectly up into the arches of each tooth. It just, I really did think, did she dye her teeth? Like you wouldn't do it. I mean, her dad certainly famous.
I'm sure it's a grill, but
stuff.
I'll tell you, I have a 12-year-old in my house. I would never let her do the piercing between her eyeballs.
Oh my God. I really feel like get your ears pierced. That's one thing.
Or even a little nose dab. But even then I would say to her, I want you to wait.
Older.
You don't need to be scarring up your face yet. Because those do end up being scars. My ears are thrashed. My earlobes, I should say. Because do you remember this? I had purchased the early... They weren't gauged. They weren't really gauged, but they were that type of stainless steel hoop. And I got the hoop... But no one around was doing piercings. Now there's piercing stores everywhere. So I grabbed a nail and shoved it through the hole in my ear in order to get this earring in. And then when I came in the next day, I said, this is what I did. And people went, you have to go get a tetanus shot, dummy.
You can't just stick metal in your body.
You put a nail through your ear, you got to go get a tetanus shot now. And I was like, well, it wasn't used. But I still ended up having to go get... My ears are destroyed is my point. You don't want to mess around with piercings until you're sure that's the life you're after.
Yeah. I always wonder about the people who get the giant gauges.
Their ears are thrashed.
Like what? Could you get that kind of like rolled back up?
A dude I knew who gauged his ears out said, it's cool. I'm just going to have them sewn up when I'm done. And I was like, okay. Ooh.
Because I've seen the ones that are like, I mean,
yeah,
the diameter of the thing that's in there is an inch and a half or bigger.
Even a quarter sized one will stretch out your ears, yeah, to the point where they're just going
to. Right. It's got to be painful too, like going up and up and up in size.
I think that you find yourself, well, I think it's a reality of boredom in general. I think you're just bored. But I think as you're gauging them out and growing them, there's like a, it feels purposeful until you get to the point where you go, well, I've got small plates in my ears now, and I realize there has been no goal here.
Yeah.
There is no, like, I feel 100% like me now. I'm finally me.
Well, maybe for some people that is, you know, just a few more words on my face and one size bigger on the gauge, and I'll feel like me.
Okay.
Careful with that. It's, you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do.
No, but she pierced her.
The job at the bank is out.
She pierced between her eyes and she's 12.
Yeah.
That's pretty gnarly.
So she's got some friend with her. Now, I'm assuming that Northwest is wearing a blue wig. I mean, the hair is super long. Her friend does seem to have pink hair. They are also, there's just spikes everywhere. I don't know how much it costs to get a piece of bling made into a skull with 106 carats of diamonds on it. But I'm going to say that if you gave me that, I'd be like, can I return this? Because the money would be great. I would never pick this. But it matches her hair perfectly. Her friend behind her also has like a dog collar with spikes all over and has a, and looks nine, and has a piercing that goes up through her. It's the same barbell looking thing, but it's through her
eyebrow.
And then both of them have something under their eye, but that could just be like a, you know, Lee press on rhinestone or something. But there's a couple, as I was looking at these pictures at first, you know, the mom and me is like, this is ridiculous. Who would let their child? And I'm like, this is gonna be fun. Like Northwest has never had any rules. She flies all around the country. She gets on stage with her dad in China. She's on his record. They've, you know, I'm sure there's definitely no rules when he's around. He got to see that Bianca chick he's married to. I mean, that chick's walking around naked. She's like, well, you just do what it takes to get as much attention as you need. And that's what I'm going to do. So here she is on her Instagram.
Well, we've seen celebrity children go badly. And Tommy Lee Jones' daughter is an example of that.
Rest in peace.
But I hope that's not the case for these young ones. She does seem to be at 12 a little ahead of the curve.
She does, but also at 12, kids love to play dress up. They just happen to have much more opulent dress up options.
Okay.
A couple texts. 415 says blackout girls are really big in alternative fashion now. It's supposed to mimic ancient Japanese royalty who used it as a sign of wealth and beauty. Sarah, that skull necklace is worth $200,000. Who gives a 12-year-old a $200,000 gift? Liz in Livermore.
For the child, who's already got everything.
Do. That's you. Yeah, I mean, she's never going to have to work.
No. Not if she doesn't want to. Unless they suddenly bring the hammer down, which
she'll be an influencer.
I love what we do here. But I definitely, over vacation, was going, this is really nice. Not waking up to an alarm.
Oh, my God. So nice.
So nice. So, you know, she'll never have to do that.
No, she never will.
She'll never know what that's like.
Northwest, pretty. She looks cute. I mean, if it wasn't for the blacked out teeth. The blacked out teeth are really, it is a very disturbing. It's like when you see somebody who's shaved off their eyebrows. Like, you don't realize how weird it looks when you don't have eyebrows.
It does look weird.
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess we're just used to it. Like, it just makes your forehead look like it goes on forever. What's going on there? Weird. Anyway, man, it's my prediction. It's going to be fun to watch Northwest grow up. It'll be good. A little bit of casting news. This is actually sort of a holdover from last year. Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson are going to be in the new Hunger Games.
Who is Josh Hutcherson? What?
He played PETA.
And they're both going to resume the...
No, because this is actually set... This is the Sunrise on the Reaping is the Haymitch Abernathy, whatever his name is, Abernathy, something like that. It's the Woody Harrelson's character from the Hunger Games trilogy. This is his, I don't know, 25 years before when he won it. So I don't know if they'll flash forward or if they just, if there's a cameo at the end or maybe he's reminiscing as he's their advisor for the 75th annual. Was it like the Quarter Quell or something? I can't even remember. But I did read that book and it's real. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And there was, it was, there's been really good reference pull and callbacks in both of those books. There's one that's the story of the president, President Snow, President Rose. Oh, he wears a rose, President Snow. Snow. There's his origin story. And now we get Haymitch Abernathy's story. So if you like to read, I did enjoy those books and I went back and read the earlier ones. But looks like J-Law and Josh Hutch, Jay Hutch. Just made that up on the fly.
I fall off stuff and I fell off that. And so I'm not really interested in seeing the next movie. Are you? You'll go see that?
I don't know. I think that
did you see a movie over the vacation?
No, you know what I watched mostly was I finished Pluribus and I watched all of Stranger Things. So I had that was a lot. I think I just watched the finale like maybe Friday or Saturday night and it was 2 hours. And they get longer. It's almost like each one was longer than the one before it.
I went to see the last episode in theaters.
It did well. It made like $25 million.
It was fun. It was kind of a weird setup though, because Netflix didn't, they had a deal with AMC and some other movie theaters, but they weren't actually charging for the movie, but the movie theater or for the what? Episode, but the movie theaters charged $20 per ticket, but that for concessions. So you got there and you got a $20 voucher for concessions.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Then how would they have made $25 million?
Well,
that's
they didn't really make $25 million, but
they say that's sort of
the
what they got.
The movie theaters made $25 million, I guess.
Huh, that's interesting. Let me look. I'm gonna look at my box office.
I got all the snacks.
Here.
I got popcorn.
I saw
nachos.
An article and I didn't even read it.
It's not listed here,
but it was about how overwhelming the amount of entertainment there is out there. Like, there's a lot of good quality shows and none of us can keep up with any of it.
I've given up. I can't worry about it. I do still keep a list, like, oh, you can always look at that.
You're never going back to Mad Men though.
I might
That's
go back.
That's 20
that
years ago
in my head and I'm like, I should really watch Mad Men. But then it's about like I watch TV with someone. I don't, other than Bridgerton, I have to watch that alone. But then I have to watch something that we both agree
John
on.
John finally put his foot down and it's over Bridgerton, huh?
No, he has watched some of it, but he won't. He's not.
He's done.
Yeah. He refuses to be. No, it's not even on any right now, but he's around. So he'll find himself. Why? Oh, who's that guy? Well, what's going on with that?
Oh.
I'm like, well, what? So I got to explain this to you every time you come walking over here, deigning to sit by me. Anyway. Couple other casting notes. Brett Goldstein, who is, it's construction.
It's construction.
Okay,
yeah.
They are really rumbling up. That actually felt scary. Blah, 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 blah. Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso. Like, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere.
Roy Kent.
Roy Kent. That's his name, thank you. Roy
is that
Kent.
What you were going for?
That is what I was going for. He's played by Brett Goldstein, who apparently was the writer for Ted Lasso and
ultimately tried out for the role. Right.
Took the role like you gotta play it like this. And then everyone went, this is your part. You go ahead.
He's amazing.
Just do it. He is amazing. I love him. So he is gonna play a male escort in an Amazon comedy series. It looks like it's unnamed.
That seems unlikely, but okay.
Really?
Which part?
The male escort part.
Oh, it looks like it's called Escorted. It's an 8-episode order. A divorced dad in Manhattan accidentally becomes a male escort in this romantic comedy about second chances.
I will be watching that.
Me too, for sure. Okay. Hope he gets naked.
What's unlikely about it?
I just don't see him as, I mean, when I think gigolo, just I think Fabio gigolo. Or, you know, some kind of.
Oh, I'd be pretty Vinny. Psyched if he showed up.
Yeah, let me tell you, he's
I guess
cute.
I'll call a gigolo. Oh, hi.
He's kind of furry, though.
I'm down.
He's so hot.
He is hot.
There's
something so unbelievably hot about him that even though he is kind of dorky at times, I'm still like, I would. You are.
Because Roy he's so
Kent
tough.
Is so hot.
He's so tough, but he's so nice.
He's brusque, but his heart.
Yeah,
he's got a heart
you
of
can
gold.
Just feel it's because we know him because of
Ted Lasso.
Oh.
We know who he really is.
I guess guys don't see it.
I don't. I mean, I'm not saying he's butt ugly. I'm just saying I don't. Okay.
And it looks like, final note here, Jim Carrey may be starring in a Jetsons live action movie. Which is kind of fun. Warner Brothers is behind the adaptation of the classic Hanna-Barbera animated series. I feel like I love sci-fi because of the Jetsons. Like when I was little and I would watch the Jetsons, I was like, I cannot wait until we get flying cars and maid robots. This is going to be great. The hairstyles are weird, though. Jane, his wife. The boy, Elroy. Anyway, Jim Carrey is going to be George Jetson, which I actually think is pretty decent casting.
That's locked in. That's happening.
They're in talks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It debuted on ABC in 1962.
I've never seen 1 second of the Jetsons. I know the vibe, but...
I feel like Jim Carrey will do a fine job, but his best work is when he's just allowed to create some kooky character without preconceived ideas of what it's supposed to be. George Jetson is a dude that most of us expect to be a certain way.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of goofy. So did he work for the Sprockets?
Not Pet Detectives goofy, though.
No, I know. Oh, my God. He's so
not
great.
Not Dumb and Dumber. Goofy.
When he burst himself out of that rhino.
Right.
Anyway, that'll be fun. I always perk up when I hear that Jim Carrey's going to be in a movie.
Who's hotter? Brett Goldstein or Jim Carrey?
Who's Brett Goldstein?
It's Roy Kent.
Oh.
Yeah. The gigolo.
We just rang your doorbell.
I didn't know. I thought you were going to say Roy Kent or Brett Goldstein. I was like, I don't know who that is. Oh, that's his real name. I see. I don't find Jim Carrey cute.
I find him very attractive. That's a hard one.
So what's your answer?
I don't know. I can't pick. Can I have them both?
Well, I mean, in this world we're living in, yeah, sure.
I'll put a Kiss, Marry, Kill together. Who would my third be on that one?
Tom Brady.
I kill him immediately.
You kill Tom Brady? Bastard.
Forget him. Oh, what a
traitor.
Well,
evidently he's a loser, according to...
Yeah, we both kill him, right?
Loser, bye. Mm.
Actually, she might kill Jim Carrey because she's not... She just said she doesn't like him that much.
No, I mean, I'd spend a night with him because, you know, that would be interesting. He's probably got great stories.
He did this video one time for Emma Stone. Do you remember this video?
Of course I do.
Where he's like in love with her and He's like, and the sex, it would be so great. Oh. Like, I looked at that and went, yeah, I bet it would. Like, I bet that Jim Carrey is good at that.
You know, that video is one of those things where maybe if he'd sent it directly to her and it was private and she's, you know, and it seemed like he's talking directly to me, he posted that.
Yeah.
And everybody watched him make a pitch.
Yeah. It did feel like also watching someone unravel a little bit.
Yeah, it was wrong in a lot of different ways, including I think she had a partner at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, send it privately. Maybe you've got a shot.
Don't. Or just don't. Well, be lust after her like every other dude does. quietly. In the privacy of your own home. Mm-hmm. Anyway, looks like Jim Carrey may or may not be in the Jetsons.
Do you love Emma Stone?
Absolutely.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I just watched her new movie, Begonia.
So good, right?
So good. I loved it.
I called it though. I was like about five minutes in. I'm like, I think I know what happened.
I kept saying, I hope.
Oh.
Because that's how, that's a great
So you guys
ending.
Watched that over the vacation?
No, I watched that a month ago.
Oh.
I just watched it yesterday.
Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I have a lot of things, including your new year and your new year's resolutions. Some fast facts and more after these.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Down. Thanks, Jane. It's Jane. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9.05. It's Alice's 2026 pack. Little play on words. It's a 2026 pack. Win tickets to all six of these shows. Ed Sheeran, Olivia Dean, Ariana Grande, Fall Out Boy, Doja Cat, and Meghan Trainor. Courtesy of Live Nation, Messina Touring Group, Sprinter Entertainment, and Golden Voice.
When you say thanks, Jane, it's because you two have this ongoing flirt where she plays the Katy Perry song, right?
She does, yeah. That's my favorite Katy Perry song. So okay. She always plays it at 8:30 the day we get back from
and
vacation.
And Jane, for those of you that don't know, does afternoons here, but is also the best music picker in the country.
In the whole country.
She picks.
She won a bunch of awards for it.
The music here.
Best at picking.
Right. She's a picker.
She's a picker. She's a grinner. She's a lover. She's a sinner.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Scratching in the walls this January?
Uh-oh.
Rodents move inside for warmth and cause damage quietly. ATCO Pest Control handles it so you don't have to. Feel safe at home. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. The feeling of knowing that there's something living in your walls
it's awful.
In your attic and just you can hear them. Ugh.
Yeah. Gross. It's like, let me just cut this wall open.
Right. Or move.
Even one of those.
I'm just going to get out of here.
Right.
Leave. Mention Sarah and Vinny when you call ATCO Pest Control and you'll get $10 off this month.
Nice.
10% is better than 10 bucks. I would bet. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. Mention Sarah and Vinny. 10% off this month. They can handle that problem you've got, whatever that is.
Just call ATCO.
Rain continues today and maybe even into tomorrow, depending on where you're at. But looks like we're coming to the end of this storm, which feels endless.
It really is time for it to end.
It
goodbye.
I've thought, and I understand, we need the rain. We're California. Yes, but why all at once? Why does it, can we, you know, a tasteful day or two
Enough
here?
Of that
a day
already.
There,
a tasteful
couple.
Taste every day or so.
Meanwhile,
for a minute.
The people in the North Bay are like, we're drowning.
Mm.
We are underwater.
Yes. Please stop.
How's your exit looking? Mill Valley was completely in the news because it was completely underwater.
It's there's a bunch of low spots, you know, all along 101 there.
No, I'm sure all the shops in the area are going, people can't get here.
Nope.
I guess we're just going to sit here.
There's that one section, Tam Junction, where right where Proof Lab is, that it was blocked off on one side and then there was blocked off by a flood on the road coming in from the other side. Like, okay, well,
Yikes.
I guess that's that.
Anyway, hopefully that moves out tomorrow and gives us a little bit of a break. I know the snow the ski resorts got snow.
Which is good.
And they were able to open up, and I was watching the roads, and some days it was water and some days it was snow. But either way, the mountains were able to open and people were able to ski and snowboard, and that's great.
Recreate.
Mm-hmm.
And winter snow is the summer water.
Right.
So we need it.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Oh, thank you. 2026.
Yay!
Did you do anything for New Year's?
Yeah, we had a few people over.
And?
It was lovely. We had a great time.
Raged?
No. Oh. We're old people now, Ben. We don't rage. But
You didn't get ripped?
I didn't really. I mean, I was awake for all of it, so I was definitely drunk.
What did the youngster do?
The youngster doesn't even remember it. She doesn't even remember it. 9 p.m. and on. She doesn't remember any of it.
I had a lot of fun.
You go out, or did you guys stay in? Or
we actually had a house party.
At your house?
Not at my house. No, at my friend's.
Oh.
It was really fun. You know, we all DJ'd a little, and I just drank champagne all night. And we were supposed to go out after midnight.
Oh,
Vinny, your hand's up.
Yes. Hi.
How could you not notice that?
I would like to know, when you say we all DJ'd, did you have turntables and a microphone?
No microphone, but yeah, most of my friends like to
bring
a USB and mix songs together.
Oh, so it's like a blending from one computer that's playing a song to another computer?
It's called a deck.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, typically two songs that can be loaded onto it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can mix them together, and then you pick a new song, and then
as this one's going, yeah. You're loading up another one.
When you get your turn, you're going to play the songs that you think are great and that you're like, oh, I'm going to turn this party out.
Theoretically, I don't typically bring a USB with me with any music, but so I just play whatever's up there for 5 minutes and then...
And then you're out.
And then I'm satisfied, you know?
All right.
I've done my DJing duties.
Right. But it was so fun. We were supposed to go to see a real DJ after midnight, but we didn't make it. We were just having too much fun.
Oh,
we just
well, that's nice when you don't have to leave because you're like, I'm having too much fun here.
It was delightful.
Mm.
Maddie?
I was in Puerto Vallarta watching the most beautiful drone and fireworks show I've ever seen.
Oh, my.
The drone show was crazy good.
I'm so into the drone shows.
I put them up on my Instagram. Some of the drone show I put up. I don't know if it'll still be up there, but I doubt it.
Oh, you storied it?
But no, it was really cool. And I stayed up till midnight, which I haven't done in forever.
Is it the same time zone as here?
No, it's 2 hours back.
Later there?
Yeah.
So it's like staying up till 10 o'clock?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
I usually go to bed at 9.
I was up
New York City ball drops.
I was up till 1 a.m.
You were up to 1?
Well, it was toward the end of the vacation when I was fully acclimated to, I love a nightlife, I like to boogie on the disco.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Your resolutions. Did you make any, everybody? No?
I didn't. Did you guys put money out?
I did. I always do. Yeah. That is now a family tradition at my house as much as it's your family tradition.
Yeah. It's good.
Mine.
Why not? Why? You know what? It's for good fortune in the new year.
Agreed. The gym and every place else will be more packed early in the year. That's pretty typical. According to Forbes, only 1% of people keep their resolutions for a full year.
1%.
So why is the failure rate so high? Basically, our standards are too high. You know, when you're dreaming about what you'd like to change in your life, you might be aiming too high.
Mm.
And one of the problems I believe in life in general, especially if someone gets sick, but in general, anything that goes wrong, it feels like you should be able to, like, I need a time from life. Some stuff happened, whatever, a divorce or
a sickness. Right, something.
And I shouldn't have to go to work.
Right.
Like, shouldn't I be off? Like, I've got to put...
I'm dealing with some stuff over here.
I'm having some troubles.
Right.
I think in general, when you make a big resolution, like we were talking about Jelly Roll, who's lost 200 and something, 75 pounds. He was able to do that with the help of a big team, and he's got money now, so he was able to get all kinds of help.
Sure someone's feeding him just so.
But most of us civilians out here in the world don't have... a team to help us achieve the goal we've set. Right. We may have to be more realistic.
Yes.
Lower your standards. Be specific. Don't just say, I want to get fit. How about, I'm going to walk 10 minutes every day.
Oh, that's a good one.
They say, think small wins when you do your New Year's resolutions. Don't go for the big thing you've never reached before, and this year won't be any different.
And it is true. Like, if you were to walk 10 minutes every day, you'd get really sick of what was there and you'd start going a little bit further. Like, I want
to tie habits to routines. Mm. They say, like, for example, get your coffee made, hit start on the coffee maker.
And light your cigarette up. See how you've tied a habit with the routine?
And do your squats or your push-ups or whatever right then. It'll help by tying it to your coffee pot. Mm. Might help you get things done.
In the morning when I flip my head over to get my hair out of my way so I can wash my face and, you know, do all the toothbrushing and all that stuff, I always put my hands down, do my stretching. And then in the elevator, I do my side pull thing.
Here?
Yeah, and on any elevator I'm in. If I'm alone, I don't like to do it when there's other people in there because it's weird.
But that's tied to the elevator, your side stretches.
Yeah, because that's got to be a 40-second ride, right? Like, that is one of the slowest elevators I've ever been on. I've been on some slow elevators.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad you brought this up. I always think that. I'm like, wait, is it broken?
What is taking it so
long? It's so slow.
Sometimes you have to wait for it to get all the way down, and then you're riding back up, and I'm like, oh, my God, I could write a book.
How impatient are you people, right?
I'm pretty impatient too, and I don't know what you're talking about.
There's three elevators. We get here at so early in the morning. Nobody else is in the building, and yet somehow I can wait up to 60 seconds for the elevator to come.
Oh my Lord, 60 whole seconds.
What is up with that?
It's just four in the morning.
Get down here. Hurry up.
I got
go faster. Seems like a modern building. Like, where's the zoop? Boom, you're there. Imagine if this place was like one of those 70-story buildings or something. It'd be like a 7-minute ride to get to the top. That would be a ridiculous.
And finally.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Your New Year's resolutions
Yeah. At least you have plenty of time for a little workout in there.
For big life changes, they say, test before you leap. Try a small experiment instead of an all or nothing move.
I know, it's true. Sometimes people I'm going to run, and they think that they'll get more stamina if they get new sneakers and a great new tracksuit. And then they're out there and they're like, it still sucks. I can't do it. And now you've spent all this money and already given up one day in. Or you're so sore after your first workout because you went too hard.
That is a common mistake. And actually, I think many people would agree with this, but if you work out you go out too hard, too quick, not only do you get too sore, but really getting that sore can make you feel flu-y.
Yeah.
And you'll actually be like, I hate this.
I can't do anything. I feel so sick.
Yeah, I feel sick. I can't move. And it ends up being like,
I'm never doing that again.
I'm totally turned off to that.
Right.
Got to be incremental.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This story I'm bummed about. Most Americans didn't read many or any books in 2025.
Really? I feel like I read 300 books.
Really?
I read a lot of books.
I read one half of a book.
Which book?
It's called The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein. It's a science fiction book from, I think,
the 60s. I feel like I've read all the Robert Heinlein stuff. I wonder if I've read that.
Why only one half?
Well, I'm working on it. Obviously. No, I'm still actively reading it.
Would you say actively?
I read for 2 hours on the plane on the way home from Christmas.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I'm slow. I told you I can't do it. Don't look at me like that.
You got
this. I'm trying.
I'm trying to really give that love to my daughters of reading books. Yeah. And I try to talk to them about this, the story. See it in your head as you're reading this. You will see that character if you allow yourself to do that.
Mm. What do they look like?
Build this world in your head while you're reading, and it you'll feel like you're there and in it with them.
I feel like that's the difference between somebody who loves to read and someone who doesn't. Like, I love to be in another world. I even though I'm sitting there and I'm reading, I'm completely at Hogwarts or, you know, whatever. I'm fully immersed.
And I believe this is a difference in generations, in that I used to feel the same way about a record. I would put on a record and I would be in that world, whatever that album was, Led Zeppelin or what. If you're like in it,
you sit there and read the cover and
all the way through. You want to hear the whole thing and follow the.
Now it's an appliance. I'll just be like, you know, I'm vacuuming or I'm doing the dishes. I'll throw some music on. Just like tell the. Did you change the voice on your kitchen bitch? Oh, I don't have that one.
And I get mad when my kids come in my room and start. Why'd you just make that face?
Nothing.
What just happened?
I was surprised by something. Nothing. It's fine. Nothing really.
They will come in and immediately start talking to the Google Hub that I had. Immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, go. You guys, don't do that. This is my alarm clock. It's not for you to search up things. It drives me crazy with it.
Oh.
Because they talk to them like you talk to them. Like.
Politely and.
Regular. No, no. Regularly. Like.
Yeah. Oh, God, I talk to mine all day.
I don't have
stuff on my list. Ask for a song. Who does this? Tell me the answer to this.
Anyway.
And then it wanted me to change its voice recently. I'm like.
And so you did.
So I go, all right, let's hear the new voice. So she starts talking in a different voice. And John goes from the other room. He goes, hey, her name. Can you be hotter? And it changed to a dude's voice. And I'm like, that's the new voice. So now we have a dude voice.
Oh.
Yeah. It got hotter.
40% of Americans didn't read any books in 2025. That is a terrible stat.
Sad.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. I understand, but.
But it's so enjoyable. I don't know why you wouldn't.
I love it. And I really do want my kids to love it, too. We'll see. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that.
Fast facts. Chuck Berry. Only had one number one hit ever. He's the dude that made rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And it was My Ding-a-ling. That was his number one hit.
Oh, my God. Ding-a-ling. I hate that song.
My Ding-a-ling.
So dumb.
Is he the Johnny B. Goode guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been a number one.
Yes, it should have.
Yeah.
But he was ahead of his time.
He was. He was rocking the out.
Yeah. Key limes.
Ooh, John made key lime pie over the vacation. It was outrageously good.
Key limes were considered a weed in Florida until the Great Freeze of 1894 destroyed all the lemon groves.
Oh.
Farmers replanted Mexican limes instead.
Is that what?
And they became key lime? Yeah, they became known as Florida key limes.
Because the Florida Keys.
A beloved regional crop.
Key lime pie. So freaking good.
I know, but they'll be mad if they find out that those are Mexican limes, right?
Oh, yes, that's true.
The people.
Right. Your grandparents, you know, the ones with telling all their jokes in poor taste at the Thanksgiving table, those ones.
By the way, I really did think that the whole MAGA thing was about focusing on our own country and not invading other people's. And then we went and took... Someone want to, never mind, don't explain it. 800-400-3697, that's where you can text us and explain it to Maddie, and then he can
It's all right. Let's not
boil that down.
Let's just
they have been. Don't worry.
Oh, have they?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good. Everybody wants to chime in. So 650 was asking, Sarah and Vinny, what's the beginning of the year money thing that you're both talking about? Like, what do you do?
I put money out on the 31st. And when I put money out, I will take a dollar bill or any paper money and I hide it in the yard somewhere. And it has to be hidden. And then the next day, on the first day of the year, you go get your money and it brings you magical luck. But this year, it was freaking pouring out all day. So I just like stuck it under the mat outside the door. I was
you
like,
"You didn't bury it?"
I never bury it. You have to hide it. You have to be.
Oh, I bury it.
Oh, you can do it any way you want. But you
know, I always thought it was buried.
I always try to put it in a tree, like trap it. Because the whole point is like you want it to still be there the next day, even though it was precarious and exposed and out there.
Oh, I bury it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be there the next day.
Yeah. And then I have a wet $20 bill, which is what I had. And then my kid came around.
Filthy.
My youngest comes around. She's got a sticker. What do you want to call it? A sheet?
Okay.
She got it. I'm selling these stickers. You want to buy one? And I go, all right, I'll take that one. And I give her the 20. And my other daughter goes, you gave her $20 for a sticker? That's all I got. And look at her. Look how cute she is.
Jesus.
You got to buy. I mean, was I going to tell her no?
Oh, boy.
You should ask for change. I'm sure she's got a piggy bank somewhere.
I didn't know what to do. I just, you know,
I bought those stickers. Just give me all the ones I want. Selling me the stickers I bought.
I probably did buy those stickers.
Of course you did.
Right. Anyway.
Here's one I haven't heard of. The 510 says, our tradition to do at midnight is to walk with luggage around your car to wish travel for the future.
With your luggage. You pull your luggage out.
Carry it in your hands and walk around your
car.
Walk
around your
car
to wish happy travel for the future.
I like that. If you love to travel.
Huh.
I think a popular one this year was eating 12 grapes at midnight.
And then what
happens? Never heard of it.
It brings you good luck for the new year.
Green grapes, red grapes, what are we talking about?
I don't think it matters.
Oh.
But maybe ones that aren't too big so that you can finish them. Because 12 grapes is kind of a lot.
Is it?
What? Oh, Sarah's like, I'll eat 200 grapes.
I'll eat 200 grapes. I'll just sit here not even knowing I'm eating grapes. They're just continually going into my mouth. What are you doing? Are you going for those like, I always think there's got to be some like grape growth hormone thing that's going on. Have you seen these grapes
they're
that are
insane.
The size of a kiwi?
They're way too big.
A 3-bite grape.
I don't really eat grapes.
Really? They do a cotton candy grape now.
I like that one a lot.
That
they
one
don't taste like cotton candy to
yes,
me.
Yes, they do.
Oh,
and
my goodness, yeah.
I'm like, don't buy those anymore. They're too sweet.
They're too good?
No, they're too sweet.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was like, first of all, they're big and firm, and you're like, oh, my God, look at this grape. This is amazing. And you smell it. It smells like cotton candy. You bite it, and you go, oh, my God, it's so sweet. It's cotton candy. You eat one of them. You're like, well, I'm done eating those. That's all. I just needed the one. It's like eating a whole apple. Humongous.
Right,
ridiculous.
So don't get 12 like that. You wouldn't be able to find
it. Yeah,
okay.
You got to get this small one.
I got the, and I didn't realize that we were doing it differently than you do, but we bury the money outside and then
hope
for the best.
It's okay. You do it your way.
Yeah.
Your family's tradition.
I thought that was always the way.
Just hide it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, coming up, MTV, BTS, and more.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.